that day. Shall you be brought to judgment that day? Shall you be brought to judgment that day? That day, that day.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله we are continuing with this series the signs of the final hour and today we will be talking about some more signs that are relevant to us signs that we see in our everyday life. Some who have religious insight recognize these as the warning given by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are engrossed in their worldly lives are not aware of how glaring these signs are. So inshallah we will discuss that today, as we have been in the past talking about the common signs prevalent in our time, which normally is known to the scholars as the minor signs. That means that is happening in our midst. But before we proceed, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever recites the Durood Pak 1,000 times a day, that person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many signs of the end time, and there are very many. We cannot discuss every sign, as we mentioned there are many. We will today discuss a few, and these are very relevant in our time. One of the signs that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, with his knowledge of unseen, his ilm-e ghaib, that means of what's going to happen in our time, and he said one of them was, that musical instruments will be on the rise. The reason for our particular discussion on the rise of music and musical instrument as being of some of the minor signs is based on a narration, a hadith, which proves without a shadow of doubt the ilm-e ghaib, the unseen knowledge of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which obviously shows that he is the true and final and the beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is evident from this hadith, the translation of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, most certainly, people from my ummah will consume alcohol, calling it by other names, over their heads will be playing musical instruments and singing girls. Allah Azza wa Jal will cause the earth to swallow them, and among them he will transform some into apes and pigs. This is from Sunan Ibn Majah on the books of tribulation and on the chapter of punishment. So let us focus on the aspect of the above mentioned hadith only. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will talk about musical instrument during the age that will be in the head of the person and singing girls. What is attracting our youngsters to music and singing girls? Now, you look at this. What our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted, is this not true? Now, many of us know what plays on that loud, expensive music systems in the flashy cars of our youth. What are they listening to when they are in their cars? And when they come out of the cars, they want to be subjected to the full blast of music. So you'll find them with the headphones and earphones, strolling about, walking in the mall. So what beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his hadith, that they will have music on their head, do you not see it? What is playing in the headphones and the earphones? So this will show you, this is clear signs of the prediction of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It seems that people cannot function without music anymore. Music wherever you go. It is a common sight when you see people, especially teenagers, walking or jogging, people in the mall, in the park, people in the gym, people in the office, on the road, in the homes. Many people simply cannot function without the favorite songs playing in the headphones. It seems that this gives them some kind of trance. That means the minds are totally captured with music. Is it not amazing how accurately beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold this? The accuracy of his prophecy is more than sufficient to acknowledge his connection with the creator of all, Allah Azza wa Jal. Thus, based on this specific mention of instruments, musical instruments, we are witnessing this final age of human history, better known to the Muslims as Akhirul Zaman. Because beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that this will be one of the signs, alhamdulillah, as we say, for those who have spiritual knowledge, they can see it, and they can see what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted is happening. And then it's also mentioned by Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, in the last days before Qiyamah, the faces of certain people of my ummah will be changed into that of pigs and monkeys. So the Sahaba Ikram asked, which such people believe in you and Allah? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, not only will they affirm these things, they will also perform salah, observe fast and perform hajj. Then the Sahaba Ikram will ask, then why will such a misfortune befall them? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, they will be addicted to dancing and singing girls and musical instruments, and they will consume liquor excessively. One night they will pass the time in the usual merriment, and in the morning their faces would have been transformed into those of monkeys and swines. So as you can see, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when this ummah regards liquor as a beverage, as a soft drink, interest as profit, bribery as gift, thereby and attempting to legalize it, that make it halal, and when they conduct the business in zakat, they will be destroyed as a result of increased sinning. We should acknowledge the mercy of Almighty Allah, that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us these signs, and we should not waste time. That means, viewers of Madni channel, if this does not shock us to reality, that what beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so long ago, over 1400 years ago, is happening now much. And this should be for us a wake-up call. And as we said, may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand that we are living in the Akhir Zaman. This is the thing that we have to focus upon, that this is the Akhir Zaman that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and it's for us a wake-up call. If what I have mentioned now, just briefly, and does not shock us to reality, if we still continue to be heedless and still do not try and make ourselves close to Allah Azza wa Jal, because these signs are being discussed to wake us from our senseless sleep, to make us realize that this is the only life we left. We don't know how much time we have left. We have got so much to do to correct ourselves, and then we have to correct the people of the whole world. But before that, we have to even correct our families. We got no time to correct ourselves. We got no time to correct our families. How are we going to correct the people of the whole world? Alhamdulillah, this is the motto of Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to correct myself and the people of the whole world. So why are we wasting time? Because we've got a lot of work to do on ourselves and our families. And I said, all these things that I spoke about is interfering with our relationship with ourselves and with Almighty Allah. How many times have you gone to the masjid and seen the first thing the person does after he makes salam is put his hand in his pocket and takes out his cell phone? That means he's so preoccupied with what message is coming in. Because sometimes people put the phone on vibration, and you're standing behind the imam and concentrating on the salah. Suddenly there's vibration in your pocket. So where is your concentration? is now who sent a message. It could be a useless message that interferes with your connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. So even scholars, even Amir al-Sunnah warns about these things. So when you come to the masjid, keep your phones outside. Leave it in your car, leave it in your homes. Do not let this destroy our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, destroy our relationship with those who are close to us. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to understand this. Ameen. Bi jahan nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day. That day. That day.